And so the fighters tell the truth about how they feel about one another.
I'm going to fight this fight like all of my fights, and my main determination is to stay on my toes. A lot of dancing, sort of a Sugar Ray Robinson style, master boxing, skill, art, sticking, moving, jab to the body, jab to his head, make him miss, right cross over his left jab, left hook him, body punch him, in and out action, and try to keep from getting a glove in my face all tonight. I think the fans won't hear of me getting hit once.
Think he's afraid of you?
Well, me just being afraid of me as a person, no. But I know that he is a little frightened and fearful of my boxing ability and my speed. He witnessed the knockout over Sonny Liston. He witnessed the losses and the fight of me beating Liston the first time, coming through a hard six-round of fighting, coming through the fifth round on radar, couldn't see. He knows that I'm a good fight. I'm tall, I'm fast, I'm heavy, and it won't be an easy fight, and he fears that. But me as a person, he don't fear.
Do you ever think about the possibility of you losing?
Naturally, I'm fearful of losing. I know the possibility. That's why I stay on guard, and I'm always in condition. And the people will see tonight.
You say you know there's a possibility, though. And you admit that you're human. You think about losing. How could you lose to this man? Via that long, looping left of his? The left hook that once demolished Joe Hunson?
Probably his long, looping left could tag me. You know I've been down the left hook in the Olympics. The fellow named of Alan Hudson. I went down by left hook in London, England, Henry Cooper. I went down in the Madison Square Garden from a left hook at the hands of the late Sonny Banks. It's possible I can go down and the left hook could get me if he tagged me right. And it's a possibility that with my lean back style, his leaping right hand could be just the thing to catch me. But I'm watchful for all these things and I'm prepared for all of them.
How long is it going to take you tonight to win this fight?
Well, Howard, this time I'm not making no predictions. No predictions. I believe Floyd's going to come out backing up and keeping his distance because he knows that I hit hard and fast. He feels that if he can get by one or two rounds mentally, he's got a good start. If he comes in like Liston and run head on to one of my punches, he will go in one round. The predicting is over. They wouldn't believe me when I was predicting. So now they're now seeking for it, but it's too late now. The doors are closed. So I predict a good fight, that's all. And I predict that I will win and by a knockout, but the exact round I can't tell you this time.
Okay, Howard Cosell, Chris Sankle at ringside. Las Vegas Convention Center, out here in the West on a rainy night, but inside a near-capacity crowd as Cassius Clay defends his title against the challenger and former champion Floyd Patterson. Patterson weighing in at 196 and three-quarter pounds, while the champion tipped the scales at 210. A seven-year difference in age, Clay at 23 and Patterson at 30, and there's an eight-inch difference in reach. Those are just a few of the pre-fight facts. At the moment in the ring, Amos Lincoln and Babe Spencer, two heavyweights that are battling for position in the heavyweight division, are in the fourth round. Both fighters have been cut, and Spencer's been down once in the third round. Working with us here tonight, we're proud to say, first of all, Howard Cosell, whom you heard with that very interesting pre-fight show, and Howard, we're only moments away from the single most exciting sporting event, the heavyweight championship division. Now,